Hello, everyone. Welcome to a special brief update episode of Unresolved. I am your host, Michael Whelan. This episode is going to be a really short one. And here is my co-host for this brief episode, author Jesse Pollock. You may also know him from Podcast 1289, True Crime Movie Club, Devil's Teeth. You know, he's got the documentary, The Acid King. He's a jack of all trades.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
I just get bored and I'm kind of everywhere in the podcast world. Like, if you listen to any podcasts on satanic true crime, you've probably heard me hawking a book on there at some point. So guess what? Now I'm on this one.
No, we love it. You do great work. I know you always put yourself down. That's the jersey in you. But everything you put out is solid.
I can't take myself too seriously, though, because like you and I are on like 1289 together, and it works for you on 1289 because you're kind of like the everyman that comes from the serious true crime background in the middle of this gang of idiots. And I kind of feel like it's got to be really funny for anyone that reads my books, because I take the research very seriously with it. But 1289 is where we get to hang loose. So like if people go, oh, Jesse Pollock, the guy that wrote The Acid King, he's got a true crime podcast that, you know, also talks about paranormal and conspiracy stuff. Sure. And then they listen to it and they hear the dumb stuff that comes out of my mouth and, you know, Dan and everyone else. Like, I hope they're very confused. So I can't be too serious like that one dude on Dark Places. Like, you ever watch that show?
No, I don't think so.
It was a true crime show from about 10 years ago, and they actually did a Shannon Gilbert episode. And it's hosted by this guy. I think his name is M. William Phelps.
Oh.
And he's like really intense looking.
Yeah.
And he's got a soul patch. And it's like, whoa, intense soul patch coming in. But I can't be that guy. I'm like the bastard redheaded stepchild of true crime. So,
yeah, I used to work at a couple libraries and he was one of those guys that published a new book like every other week. So I'm familiar with his writing, but not with his show.
Oh, man. Just the idea that some of these books end up in actual libraries, a sacred institution of our democracy, is just, wow, it's just beyond me. But anyway,
yeah.
We're not here to talk about that. We're not here to dish the true crime tea. Maybe we'll do that another time. Maybe that'll be a Patreon-only unresolved drama hour.
Yeah, maybe another time.
Yeah. But anyway, we are here to talk about a very important development with a case that you covered back in 2015. Was it a two-parter or a three-parter?
It was a three-parter, and I've released a handful of updates about it over the years, mainly concerning kind of the topic that we're broaching today, which is the Shannon Gilbert 911 call.
And I think the last update that you did was the Valerie Mack identification, and then we had the interview with Lost Girls author Robert Kolker.
Yeah, that was fantastic. If anyone out there, if you haven't listened to my three-part series about the Long Island serial killer, either listen to that or go check out Robert Kolker's book, Lost Girls. It is probably like one of the best pieces of true crime journalism you will ever find.
Yeah, hands down, it's in the top five best true crime books easily written in the last decade, probably in the top 10 of all time, at least for me. The amount of research that Kolker put into it and humanizing victims that were marginalized by society due to the profession that most of them honestly entered out of desperation really sets his work apart from, say, the authors that we were kind of making fun of earlier.
Yeah.
But so another big update in the Long Island serial killer world. A lot of people have been waiting for this for over a decade. And I know you and I have been, because we have a personal connection to this update.
Yeah. So on Friday, I believe it was May 13th, 2022, authorities in Suffolk County finally decided to release the audio of Shannon Gilbert's 911 call. You know, for years they've been, you know, pushing back against that, saying they weren't going to, even though they had been court ordered to release it to the public. So, you know, I've released a few updates about that over the years, and it's been one of these things that's just kind of been grating on me, because for years they've been insisting that Shannon Gilbert was not a victim of the Long Island serial killer. And then at the same time, saying that this audio was integral to their investigation.
It's been kind of a whirlwind of things happening. Not only has that 911 recording been released finally, they made an official statement saying they no longer believe that she was killed by Lisk. And a month prior, they finally released the hotel surveillance video of Long Island serial killer victim Megan Waterman.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot's been going on. There's been a lot of controversy. Last year, they released the belt photos, and through some eagle-eyed armchair investigators, it was discovered that in the metadata, they revealed that that belt was found on Maureen Brainerd Barnes.
Yeah.
So there's just been a lot coming out. We don't know if it's going to lead to anything, but as far as this batch of new evidence that's coming out related to the Lisk case, the 911 call is the one that is the most personal to you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And not just as people that have covered this case, we both interviewed Robert Kolker 2 years ago, but I guess now that they've made the tape public, we're no longer under the gag order, at least for that portion of the gag order. Michael, why don't you tell the listeners what I'm talking about here?
Yeah, so this is something that I think you and I are going to discuss in more detail over the next week. We're going to release a longer, you know, kind of go into the details of it. But back in 2020, you ended up reaching out to attorney John Ray, who has been representing the Gilbert estate, among others. You know, he's been one of the high profile advocates for the victims in this case.
Yeah, there was a, I believe it was a news article that was forwarded to me by one of our podcast listeners, and it was talking about how John Ray and the Gilbert family were starting a GoFundMe looking for donations, basically to hire a firm in New Jersey to clean up the 911 recordings, because the courts gave Ray the tapes, but told him you are not allowed to play them for anyone or release them to the public. Like, Shannon's family didn't hear these tapes until a couple days ago. But they gave him permission to have them analyzed and transcribed because, as it turns out, the Suffolk County Police Department never did that with these recordings. They never had them analyzed, cleaned up. They never even bothered to transcribe them. They, for all intents and purposes, sat in a series of desks over the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw that this family that has already been through so much, and they're not rich at all by any means,
yeah,
they had to do a similar GoFundMe just to bury Shannon. And to see that, once again, they were in a position where they had to put their hands out just to get these tapes analyzed, I didn't think that was right. And I realized that we had something to offer here. I was trained as an audio engineer at the Institute of Audio Research in Manhattan back in 2007. Also, as a true crime journalist that's familiar with the case, I felt like we were familiar enough to know where the context was important. And I didn't want to just do this by myself. I wanted it to be a team so we could check our work and make sure that we did this properly, because this was material that Ray was planning to use not only for his own investigation, but he was forwarding it all to the authorities in Suffolk County. So we had to get this right. So you were my first choice to bring on into this project because, as your listeners know, you've been covering this for almost a decade now. It had only been a few years since the first bodies were found once you started reporting on it with Unresolved. And we also brought in one of our podcasting co-hosts, Jeff Adamick, who was trained by the FBI in criminal profiling and is also an audio engineer. He also works in computer information technology and was able to assist in us getting the files off of John Ray's phone. So we had to help John get the files off of his phone and then digitally transferred over to us for the cleanup,
yeah,
which the three of us did together through a multitude of programs. And it all sort of culminated in a series of documents we typed up, one of which being the transcript. And Michael, I guess talk about what we're deciding to do here today.
Yeah, so the transcript is something that, you know, we spent several weeks working on together and, you know, like emailing back and forth. But we spent quite a while working on it and like sending things we picked up back and forth. And we compiled it basically into one PDF, which we ended up sending off to John Ray. And I'm not sure if this is true, but I do think that the police may have used, you know, parts of that transcript in their presentation, which was, again, yesterday, May 13th.
Yeah, the Suffolk County Police, if listeners, if you have not seen it yet, the Suffolk County Police put together about a 12-minute video presentation for the press conference they gave on Friday, May 13th. And in the accompanying video sections where they play the tape, there are subtitles on the screen. And Michael and I both noticed language very specific to the transcript that we prepared for John Ray and Suffolk County back in the fall of 2020. So we can't confirm it, but it would make sense that they used it because, again, according to John Ray, Suffolk County never bothered to transcribe it in the first place, which is a whole other can of worms that we will get into in the longer episode that will be coming in a few days.
Yeah. And, you know, for the time being, we decided that, you know, since Suffolk County decided to release this audio without consulting the Gilbert family or really anyone else. And so we've just decided we're just going to throw the transcript online. I uploaded it to a Dropbox file. I'm going to put that link in the show notes. So if you want to find the transcript, you could find it in there. You know, hopefully that'll help people understand what this audio means. You know, a lot of it is really hard to distinguish. It's hard to decipher. So I think a lot of the people that are listening to the audio, they're going to hear just a lot of noise.
Yeah, we had to use three separate programs just to get a lot of this noise out because, again, the audio is a decade old. It was recorded digitally in low bitrate files. So we are talking about the lowest quality in digital recording that was available at the time. But we feel that we accurately transcribed it as best as anyone is going to. And again, I mean, we'll discuss this further on the full-length episode that we're going to do. But another reason why I believe, and I'm not sure if you caught on to this as well, that I believe that they were using our transcript as the source of information for their videos is Suffolk County has not released an official transcript to accompany this release of the tape.
Yeah.
It's not on the Gilgo News website as of the recording of this episode. It has not been part of any other media release. So I feel like if they had made their own transcript, they would have made that available too. I think they just utilized ours.
Yeah, for the little bits and pieces that they included in their presentation.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, because the gag order is pretty much null and void, at least as far as the 911 recording is concerned, we want to be transparent and put that out there, if only to make it more clear for the followers of the case that are listening at home. And hey, maybe one of you listening in will notice something or hear something that contextually got past us. Or maybe you'll see an error in our work and can pass it along to us. We don't know what's going to happen by putting this out there. All we know is we don't feel like it would do anyone any good for it to just stay in a drawer somewhere, like the recordings themselves have been for the past 13 years. So I think I speak for both of us when I say we hope our work will help in some way. In addition to the Dropbox link being in the show notes, is there a page on the Unresolved website that listeners can go to as well to get that link?
Yes, yeah, I'm going to set up a page on the very front page. If you go to the Unresolved website at unresolved.me, you should be able to find a link to the, you know, the PDF transcript. You'll be able to listen to the audio itself. So just check that out. I should have that up by the time this episode is up.
Again, we hope that our work here can help in some way. I know the Gilbert family appreciates what we've done. I know John Ray appreciates it. And hopefully it'll shake something loose. Hopefully someone will hear something on the tape that will bring answers to a family that has been grieving for almost two decades now. Whether you believe Shannon Gilbert was killed by Lisk or not, the facts are this. We still don't know what happened to her that night. We know she ended up in Oak Beach at Joseph Brewer's house. We know she knocked on a few doors, and we know her bones were found in the marsh over by Ocean Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
The story ends there as far as things go right now. So hopefully with the release of more material like this in the days, weeks, and hopefully not years coming, the people that want and deserve answers will get them, and hopefully it will lead to some closure.
Yeah, and I feel the same way. Just hopefully, You know, this transcript will help people understand, you know, what were probably some of Shannon Gilbert's last moments, just how chaotic and, you know, tragic and how scared she was.
Yeah, and if you hear anything on the tape that we missed, or again, you find something contextually in our transcript while reading along, while listening, reach out to us, reach out to the Suffolk County Police Department. Even the smallest tip could help this case being officially solved.
Yeah, and you and I are going to chat again in a little bit, hopefully just a few days, have a much longer discussion about this, because I feel like there is a much longer discussion to be had.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are going to go in depth into the background about how we were hired to assist with this case by John Ray and the Gilbert family. We're going to go into the details of how we approached cleaning the audio up and preparing the transcripts and the interesting things that we noticed on the tape right away as compared to what the official Suffolk County statements regarding this recording have been over the years. Because without getting too far into it, Michael, I'm sure I speak for both of us when I say that those two things don't always line up.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But that's for another time.
Yeah, that's the discussion. That's a much longer discussion to be had. But yeah, I will definitely be checking back in with all of you listeners in a few days. And yeah, check out the transcript. I'm going to include the audio of the phone call itself after this. Just be warned, it is, you know, kind of triggering. It is someone in the middle of what is possibly like a manic state. So, you know, if that's not something you want to listen to, just hit fast forward through the end. And yeah, we will be chatting again soon.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on, Jesse.
Oh, of course.
All right, everyone. Take care.
Take it easy.
How can I assist you? Hello? Hello? Hello, you dialed into the 911 system. How can I assist you? Hello?
Yeah.
Do you need the police?
Yeah.
Where? Where? Who's there with you? Hello? What's going on?
Well, they're pretty asking.
What?
Somebody asking me.
Somebody is harassing you?
After me.
Who?
He's Trace Ryan.
Let me talk to him.
He's Trace Ryan.
Let me talk to him.
I'm at the Jones Beach.
You're at Jones Beach?
By the Jones Beach.
All right, let me connect you to state police. Stay on the line.
Bye. Hi.
You got to talk louder to them.
Why?
State police, Trooper Fry. State police.
Yeah, there's somebody asking me.
I'm sorry?
There's somebody asking me.
Where are you?
There's somebody asking me.
Okay, where are you?
There's somebody asking me.
Where are you, ma'am?
I don't know.
You're driving right now?
No, I'm inside the house.
I'm sorry?
I'm inside the house.
What house?
I don't know. Can you trace where I am?
I'm sorry?
Can you trace where I am?
No, I can't. What's your callback number you're calling from?
Huh?
What phone number are you calling from?
Somebody's asking me. Please.
Are you in Suffolk County or Nassau County?
I'm in Long Island.
Where on Long Island are you?
Okay, what's supposed to be?
No.
Yeah,
what's No. No, stop, no.
Where in Long Island are you? In Suffolk County? Nassau County?
Huh? Alright. Why are you calling me by my name? Why?
County, you on the line?
Stop. Please. Stop it, please. Please stop. Please, can you shut the door?
No, time to go.
Please. Please. Please.
Go that way, please. Come on, let's go. Come on, we're all going to start. Come on, come on, all of us. Come on,
no, please.
Come on.
Why?
Why? County, are you on the line?
Hurry up,
I want to show you.
Why?
I
want to
show you.
Please come on.
Please.
Why? Why are you guys doing this to me?
What?
Doing this.
What county are you in, ma'am?
Doing this. Why are you calling me by my name?
Please.
No, please.
Come here.
No.
Please.
No, stop it, please. Stop it, please. Please stop it.
No, no.
Please stop it. No, please stop it.
With the female. The female was the initial caller.
So this is all set up?
You set everything up? Okay. I waited for you. You told me you're going to find your way home, so I'm like, what?
So this is all set up?
You're joking
with me,
right?
Why?
I don't know. Why are you doing that?
All right, I'll say I was lying.
You did?
Why?
It's a 631 number.
Why?
You can try talking to her, but she's not. Since you've got the phone down.
Please.
Hello? Hello?
Please.
What's the matter? What happened? Hello?
Please, get me out of here, please.
Hello?
You're being sarcastic about this. You were part of this all along.
Papa, I just met him just now.
Mike, please. I'm begging you. I just want to go home.
Well, we can give them.
What's going on?
What? Yeah.
Extension answering. That's the number it came in.
Why are you sitting there knocking about this house, then? Something's gonna happen to me.
There's nobody outside.
Yeah, you could call it. But we're not gonna know where it is. County should call it.
Every time I'm counting on the
motion for something
over.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
What's in the phone?
Oh, it does? Hot Suffolk? It's gotta be Suffolk, right? Hello?
Stop it, Mike.
Hello, where are you?
Huh?
Where are you?
What's going on there?
What's your name?
Where's the bathroom?
What's your name?
Shannon Gilbert.
What's your name?
Shannon Gilbert.
Where are you?
I'm in Long Island.
And what's wrong?
Huh?
What happened?
These people are plotting to kill me.
Where are you? What's your address? What's your address?
Mike, stop, Mike, come here. Mike, stop.
Where are you?
Mike, stop it.
What's your name, Shannon?
Mike, stop.
What?
Come here.
Where are you? What's your address? Hello?
You want me in front of police?
Yeah, hold on, and then I know you're coming to the address.
What are
we
gonna
talk? Hello, Mike, stop it. You guys are planning something. Mike,
where are you?
Mike.
We're planning them. Why are we all?
Are you in the house?
Yeah. What? Like socket.
What town are you in?
In Long Island. Like it.
Where?
Stop, Mike.
Where in Long Island?
Stop it, Mike, stop it. Hey, stop it.
Where in Long Island are you?
Hello? He didn't kill me.
Where in Long Island are you?
I don't know. They're going to kill me.
Are you in a house? Are you in a house?
Yeah.
Whose house is it?
I don't know.
Who is Mike? What's his last name?
Mike Green.
Mike what? How old are you? What's his last name? What's his last name? What's his last name? Shannon. Shannon. Shannon? Shannon?
Yeah.
What town are you in? Hello? What's Mike's last name? Hello?
They're killing
me. One of the guys said, let's go back to my friend.
Where are you?
L34 Farmingdale in service.
Where are you, Shannon? Shannon. Shannon.
L34.
1-0-3-4-9-6-3
Shannon. That one?
Shannon. Hello. Shannon.
I wonder if she has a phone in her pocket.
P-E-R-T. What it sounded like.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.